Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore is told that he must remove all of his personal effects from his office at the Alabama Supreme Court. And then just after that, three of his staff attorneys are fired. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, despite the fact that this appeal is pending and we haven't even written the first brief at the Alabama Supreme Court or made an oral argument, the case is still pending, could be reversed. That's what we will certainly ask. The acting Chief Justice, Lynn Stewart, sent Chief Justice Roy Moore two letters stating that he had to remove his personal items from his office, stating that, in fact, he would be accompanied by an armed marshal. And then a couple of days later, Lynn Moore, along with three other justices, decided to terminate his three staff attorneys for no reason at all. Gave them no notice. They had to leave their office. They're acting as though this case is over. And at the same time, Matt, there is a motion to recuse outstanding, asking for these four justices that were involved in these situations to step down from the court because of conflicts of interest.
Yeah. Well, they just proved the point here. The proof is in the pudding. Justice Moore here, Lynn Moore, what a shameful act. As the case continues, she's putting the cart way before the horse here. It looks like she's pretty happy to be in this position as interim chief justice here and is abusing the authority here. This is uncalled for, unprecedented to while the case is ongoing to, arbitrarily just say you've got to clean out your office, you got to clean everything out, and then to turn around and fire his clerks, the three staff attorneys, is just appalling. And it shows and underscores and gives veracity to Justice Moore's request that she, among the three other of the justices, recuse themselves because they have a conflict of interest. They're clearly biased here. The bias is now they're even wearing it on their sleeve. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, in Alabama, you do not get appointed to the Alabama Supreme Court. You run for office. It's an elected position. And you don't get appointed to the Chief Justice's position. You run for that position. Chief Justice Roy Moore ran for that position, and the people elected him to that position. And obviously, now you have Lynn Stewart, who ran for just a justice position, not the chief justice, but she's acting like the chief justice in the absence of Roy Moore. And while this case is on appeal, instead of just being neutral and looking at the motion to recuse, because the motion to recuse asks her to recuse herself. And Chief Justice Roy Moore sets forth in an affidavit why he fears that there's a conflict of interest regarding her and why she should step down. He also named three other justices, and he lays that out in his affidavit, why there would be a conflict of interest with those three justices. Well, instead of stepping down, in fact, to this day, they still haven't ruled on the motions to recuse, Lynn Stewart then sends a letter telling him to move all of his stuff out of his office. Well, what happens if this case is reversed?
Absolutely.
Does he have to then move back in? Who's going to move into his office? Why are you doing this? Because in just a few more months, we'll have this case finally, or should have it finally, heard at the Alabama Supreme Court. These actions are premature. She has prejudged the case. All the more reason why she should step down and not take any action.
Well, Matt, she's also told him that she's going to have her staff start opening his quote-unquote official-looking mail. She's also taken his name off the letterhead. I mean, legally, does she really have this kind of power that she's given herself?
Yeah, and that's another thing.
Yeah?
He's an elected official. The case is still pending, and she has removed his name from the Alabama Supreme Court letterhead.
I mean, how does she get that kind of power?
She doesn't. She just does it on her own. And so now what she also did is she got two or three other justices to she did this on her own regarding the chief. She then brought together some other justices, three of whom were joining her to decide they needed to fire the staff attorneys. These are three highly qualified staff attorneys. They had been hired by the Chief Justice. They had worked for him. And from May, when he was suspended, they had been working for the other justices.
Right. They've been working. They weren't sitting around doing nothing.
There's no reason to take these actions other than to give the message that, number one, he actually is removed from office and the case is over and there's no further reason to hear this case. That's really premature, and it really goes back to why the Chief Justice had these concerns that these four justices should step down and recuse themselves. They've obviously shown, Matt, open bias against the Chief.
Yeah, I wonder when they're up for re-election. I mean, are they're not elected for a lifetime appointment to the Alabama Supreme Court, are they? I mean, Richard Cohen.
They're six-year terms.
Well, yeah, Richard Cohen with the Southern Poverty Law Center wrote this hit piece against Justice Moore, full of inaccuracies, full of disinformation and misinformation. But part of what he said there, the only thing that he got right was that he said that the voters of Alabama, that this would be a very unpopular decision to try to vote to effectively remove Chief Justice Roy Moore in violation of the laws of Alabama. To suspend him permanently, which is something they cannot do by statute. And so he admitted this will be very unpopular. Well, I would say, yeah, most hit jobs are unpopular, especially when they're a gross violation of the law. But I'm wondering if the voters of Alabama, when these justices are up for reelection, if they might tell them to clean out their desk and have them escorted off the property with security.
Well, these four people have acted inappropriately, and the Chief Justice has issued his motion to recuse, and he put forth in an affidavit why they should recuse. He's also asked for any previous proceeding that we had before this group of people that he's asked to recuse in May of 2016 be open to the public, because they sealed the May of 2016 petition. There's no reason to have it sealed. The reason for it sealed is no longer there. The charge has already been made. It's public. And it's generally the plaintiffs or the parties that have an interest in sealing something. He has said, unseal it. They have not unsealed it. He's asked them to recuse. They won't recuse. They're taking these actions. You know, the fact of the matter is that all of this should be done by motion practice, not by this unilateral action of these people who have been asked to recuse. We not only have filed an appeal, but certainly at the appropriate time, whenever you have a constituted panel objectively, transparently appointed to replace these people who should recuse, then there certainly would be a motion on our part to stay the effectiveness of this order so that he's not suspended without pay. You know, the fact is that this Rule 16 that governs the judiciary, the court of the judiciary, says that in order to remove a judge from the bench, you have to have a unanimous 9 votes, 9-0. There's 9 people on that panel. You have to have a unanimous 9 votes in the court of the judiciary. They didn't have 9 votes. They violated the rule. That alone should ultimately result in a reversal of their decision, meaning that the only request was to remove him. They didn't have 9 votes to remove him. Therefore, a case over, Chief Justice Roy Moore goes back to the bench.
But you know, Matt, I think the core problem or the core root of all of this, though, is doesn't have anything to do with the Chief Justice actions, because what he did was correct. He didn't do anything wrong, but it goes back to his beliefs.
Yeah, it goes back
and
to his
beliefs. And he stands against same-sex marriage. And so they are so politically driven to get him off the bench that they're willing to do all this illegal actions to do that.
Yeah, and you know, it's distressing to see the lack of following the rule of law in Alabama,
right,
by the Judicial Inquiry Commission, the Court of the Judiciary, and now some of the people on the Alabama Supreme Court. But you're right. If you go back and look at, and the Chief Justice has said, go back, and I challenge anyone to look at the 4 pages of my administrative order. That's what I was charged with. There's nothing illegal. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing unethical that would result in any kind of discipline. Go back and look at it. I am being charged. I am being attacked because of my belief in marriage, a belief held by the vast majority, certainly of Alabamians, but also Americans as well. And that's really the core issue. And they could care less about the rule of law, and they will violate the rule of law no matter what to reach their predetermined ends. So continue to pray for this case. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore and his wife, Kayla. They have been put through a lot. They're strong. But continue to pray for them because they've been put in a tough situation, removed with no pay and no ability to make a living. Pray for Liberty Counsel, too, as we continue to do battle on behalf of Chief Justice Moore. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.